Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
The Farmer and the Well. A farmer needed a water source for his farm, so he bought a well from his neighbor. However, the neighbor was cunning. The next day, as the farmer came to draw water from his well, the neighbor refused to let him take any. When the farmer asked why, the neighbor replied, "I sold you the well, not the water," and walked away. Distraught, the farmer went to the emperor to ask for justice. Explain what had happened. The emperor called on Birbal, the wisest of his 9 courtiers. Birbal proceeded to question the neighbor. "Why don't you let the farmer take water from the well? You sold the well to the farmer, did you not?" The neighbor replied, "Birbal, I did sell the well to the farmer, but not the water within it. He has no right to draw water from the well." Birbal said, "Look, since you sold the water, you have no right to keep the water in the farmer's well. Either you pay rent to the farmer or take it out immediately." Realizing that his scheme had failed, the neighbor apologized and went home. The moral: cheating will not get you anything. If you cheat, you'll pay soon enough.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then try to expound and explain about some of the religious themes and moral lessons that we can take from these stories in order for us to make use of them in our ordinary daily life. Well, the story we just listened to is about cheating and deceit, which is completely rejected in Islam. And those who cheat and deceit others are strictly reproached by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, "Whoever deceives another Muslim or harms him or even dislikes him is not one of us." Accepting the guidance of Islam leads a person to truthfulness, which means a person completely avoids cheating and backstabbing. The Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Whoever bears arms against us is not one of us, and whoever cheats us is not one of us." According to another report, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, passed by a pile of food in the market. He put his hand inside it and felt dampness all through the surface, although the surface was dry. He said, "O owner of the food, what is this?" The man said, "It is damaged by rain, O Prophet of God." He said, "Why did you not put the rain-damaged food on top so that the people could see it? Whoever cheats us is not one of us." This shows how much attention the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam paid to honesty in business, and he constantly emphasized this matter. Okay, for now let's have a short break and we will be back very soon.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio, and we are talking about deceit and cheating which is completely, as we said, rejected in the religion of Islam. You know, Muslim society is based on purity of feeling, love, sincerity towards every Muslim, and fulfillment of promises to every member of society. Its members are endowed with piety, truthfulness, and faithfulness. Cheating and deception are alien characters in contrast to the noble character of a true Muslim. There is no room in it for swindlers, double crosses, tricksters, or traitors. Islam views cheating and deception as heinous sins, a source of shame of the one guilty of committing them, both in this world and in the next. The Holy Prophet did not merely denounce them by excluding them from the Muslim community in this world. He also announced that on the Day of Judgment, every traitor would be raised carrying the flag of his betrayal. A caller will cry out from the vast arena of judgment, pointing to him, drawing attention to him. Every traitor will have a banner on the day of resurrection, and it will be said, "This is the betrayer of so and so." The shame of traitors, whether men or women, will be immense. Those who thought that their betrayal had been forgotten will find it right there, exposed for the whole world to see on banners raised high, held by their own hands. Therefore, a Muslim who has true Islamic sensitiveness avoids deceit, cheating, treachery, and lying, no matter what benefits or profits such activities might bring him or her, because Islam, the religion of perfection, considers these guilty of such deeds to be hypocrites. Okay, now, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode of Lantern has come to its end. I really wish that you have enjoyed this episode, and I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all in reaching high levels of humanity and religion. Until another episode, I bid you farewell, and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allow this world to deceive you into believing that you are just here to enjoy, to become popular and famous through anything and everything. Some people become famous through sin, and some people, they are famous in the heavens and they are not even known on earth. Because the angels write down their good deeds that they do in secret between them and Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. May Allah grant us ease of preparation for the day we are going to meet with Him. And one hadith that I love to read and repeat and mention and talk about: Man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Allahu Akbar. Whoever loves the meeting with Allah, Allah loves the meeting with that person too. You want to meet Allah? Guess what? Allah wants to meet you. And how do I prepare for that day? I try my best. I worship Allah alone. I follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, and I am protective over it. To be protective over the right things is something that will earn you Jannatul Firdaus. What am I protective over? I am protective over my worship of Allah. I don't care what the world says. I worship Allah and Allah alone. And I will not participate in something that is displeasing to Allah. Secondly, I will make sure that whatever I do was taught by Rasulullah. What was the point of sending a messenger if the message he came with was not important or irrelevant, or it was added onto or subtracted from? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah.